Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. How do we escape this absurd predicament before the suicide of the West is completed? It is useless to speak of states' rights and secession, for the states are merely subdivided congruent spaces within the vast, simple space of the United States. Thus, the last attempt at secession, known as the Civil War, merely cut the overall simple space in two, with each resulting half being governed by the same Enlightenment-bred principles expressed in virtually identical constitutions. What is needed, rather, is an internal secession from simple space, involving nothing more or less than a redimensioning of the Catholic simpleton into a three-dimensional Catholic man who refuses any longer to accept a life in the flattened and circumscribed realm known as the secular. Once there was no secular, writes Milbank, John Milbank, by the way. Instead, there was a single community of Christendom with its dual aspects of sacerdotium and regnum. The secular as the domain had to be created or imagined both in theory and in practice. What this means is that we have always held the key to our own imaginary jail cell, a prison we ourselves confirm by accepting the errors of the Enlightenment from which it emerged. The key to the jail is the Word incarnate, without firing a shot, and within the framework of existing institutions, redimensioned Catholics in every station of life, from the voter to the ruler, and beginning with the hierarchy of the church, whose divine commission is to make disciples of all nations, need only speak truth to power. The results would be astonishing if we have seen with formerly communist Hungary's stunning adoption of a new Christian constitution only last year. Obviously, Ferrara wrote this back in 2015. The only thing we all belong to is not a mere civil government, but rather the kingdom of Christ, which embraces all men and all nations. What David Simpson referred to the other day in conversation as the mystical body. Well, the mystical body is sick, and not very much of it remains well or alive for that matter. I think Ferrara and Simpson are talking about the same thing. When Catholics shake off their liberty-induced stupor and act as if they still believe that Christ is King and Lord of history, the world will begin to change again, just as it did most miraculously in the days of the Roman catacombs. Catacombs, dude.